You're listening to the Christmas Podcasts podcast.
This thing here, it's gonna hurt a little bit, isn't it?
Fred, I'm not gonna lie to you. It ain't gonna tickle.
Hoity-toity, Mr. Godlike Smarty Pants.
Mommy's little baby!
Smell those Christmas trees. You can keep your channel number 5. Just give me a whiff of the old lonesome pine.
I'm speaking in rhyme!
Hello, Merry Christmas, and welcome to the weekly podcast roundup of the Christmas Podcast podcast. Thanks for listening. My name is Sean, and it's been a few weeks since I've had an episode out, and I apologize for that, but between a guy's weekend, last weekend, and just trying to recover from all that, it's been a while, but I have a three-week podcast roundup for you. Just remember, though, you can subscribe to Christmas Podcast podcast wherever you're listening to this, and new roundup episodes will drop in your feeds as they come in. Don't forget, too, to stop by ChristmasPodcast.com and find the links to all the podcasts that I talk about and leave a review of those podcasts. Now, it's time to get you up to date about the new episodes that dropped in the last 3 weeks.
This is tradition.
We have a new podcast to ChristmasPodcast.com, and it's Behind the Bells Podcast. Robert Nicholas is an expert film scholar and takes you on a one-horse open sleigh ride into the world of Christmas movies. He goes into a deep dive into your favorite holiday classics and what impact they had on the season. It's not your typical movie review podcast, as he brings info from behind the scenes of these holiday favorites.
I just like to smile. Smiling's my favorite.
These are the new episodes that drop the weeks of June 12th through July 2nd. Behind the Bells podcast had an episode on June 14th titled Mickey's Christmas Carol Part 1, Decline of Animation, Bernie Mattinson's Rise, and the Return of Mickey. If you give money to the poor, then they won't be poor anymore. At a point when Disney was putting out fewer animated projects, a young animator, Bernie Mattinson, pitched a retelling of A Christmas Carol with Mickey and the gang. It was the first new Mickey cartoon in over 30 years. Learn about why Disney's animation output had declined and how a young man started from the mailroom all the way to working with the 9 old men. Also see how Alan Young would introduce Scrooge McDuck to more people. Join Robert as he goes in depth on Mickey's Christmas Carol. The Sleigh Bells and Mistletoe Christmas podcast, an episode on June 14th titled Vintage Candy Containers. Mr. Christmas himself, as seen on Netflix, Benjamin Bradley, joins the pod again. He talks with Ricky about vintage Christmas candy containers. It used to be a real hunt to find such treasures, but the internet makes it easier now, and there are some incredible pieces. Christmas Clatter podcast, an episode on June 15th, titled When I Was in Jail, You Visited Me. Todd is introducing Christmas Clatter Cares, where he will highlight charities and nonprofits, hoping that it will keep Christmas's giving spirit alive throughout the year. Todd is joined by Jeff Deskovic of the Deskovic Foundation. Jeff spent 16 years in prison, wrongfully convicted for rape and murder. Jeff tells his story and how he is helping to get those wrongfully convicted rightfully released. Tis the podcast had an episode on June 15th titled Christmas Movie Commentaries Preview, Elf. Due to life getting in the way prior to Julie departing for Florida on a family vacation, the Elves came up with one episode short to cover her absence. However, they didn't want to leave y'all hanging, so they decided to share one of their Patreon-exclusive Christmas movie commentary segments with y'all. In their Christmas movie commentaries, the Elves provide a commentary as they gather to watch one of the marquee Christmas films that everyone loves, in this instance, Elf. Then Tom, Julie, and Anthony will count you down and let you know when to press play on whatever device on which you're watching your movie. But if you just want to listen and not watch along, this is still a fun episode to brighten your week with a bit of holiday cheer. So settle in, cue up the Blu-ray player, and enjoy a trip through the candy cane forest to New York City with your favorite elves. Santa by the Minute podcast, an episode on June 16th titled Minute 62, The Lithgow Show. John and Ben are back after their brief hiatus and ready to tackle the long-awaited second half of the movie. It's the introduction of BZ, the sleazy toy maker, as he's questioned by senators about the safety hazards of his toys his company manufactures. They look at some of the many noteworthy roles of the multi-talented John Lithgow, some surprising credits of two of the uncredited extras in the scene, a dangerous BZ toy that didn't get demonstrated in the movie, and much, much more. Join John and Ben as they discuss Minute 62 of Santa Claus the Movie from 1985. Tis a podcast and episode on June 17th titled Another Christmas Story, Chapter 20, Silver Bells, as read by Stephen Beach of Uplifting House Sessions. Longtime listener and good friend of Tis the Podcast, Stephen Beach, otherwise known as Disco 54 of Uplifting House Sessions, will read to all of you Chapter 20 of Anthony's tale entitled Silver Bells. Within this chapter, President Emily Williams plays tour guide to her foreign guests as they swing by snowy Central Park to visit Bethesda Fountain and Strawberry Fields. The Total Christmas Podcast, an episode on June 19th titled Babushka and the Three Kings. It's the Total Christmas Podcast, and Jack's here to spread some joy and a load of drivel, according to him. First up, it's his Christmas not-so-classic, and Jack looks at All I Need Is Love, the CeeLo Green, and the Muppets Christmas song from 2012. It has a fantastic video, and according to Jack, it needs it because he thinks the song ain't so special. Then he discusses the tale of Babushka and the Three Kings. It's about an old lady who spends all her time cooking and cleaning her house. Then one day she gets a visit from the Three Kings, and they stay at her house and tell her the story about the baby they're going to visit, and hang on, maybe you should just listen to the episode. The story is read out in full by the Right Honorable Jackington Fordhampton III. The episode's version of A Christmas Carol is NAF, according to Jack. Check out the show notes at ChristmasPodcast.com for the YouTube link. The recommendation this week is Kath and Kim. It's a great sitcom from Australia and is very funny. If you're in Australia, you've probably seen it, but if not, it's on Netflix. Sounds of Christmas Podcast, an episode on June 19th titled Paul Barrer, Safety Harbor Kids and Sweet Relief. Ken shares an interview he did with Little Feat's Paul Barrer in 2011. They talk about Paul's Christmas music contributions to help Safety Kids Harbor and Sweet Relief. Christmas Potting Podcast, an episode on June 20th titled How to React When You Receive an Unexpected Christmas Gifts. Liam and Ness take you through the easy steps in preparing the most feared item on this year's Christmas menu, turkey. They guarantee to give you all the tips that will have you wanting to cook it for your family this Christmas. Plus, what are the rules when someone buys you a gift you weren't expecting? Do you automatically have to buy one for them? They'll run you through the latest Christmas etiquette and the Christmas Day movie debate. What film do you watch, and how do you decide on the right one when there's so many movies and so many guests at your house? Totally Rad Christmas Podcast, an episode on June 21st titled The Polar Express with Marty Akitz. Marty Akitz from Lit for Christmas Podcast joins Jerry to talk the book and movie that is The Polar Express. Ghost hobos that might be angels? Check. Main characters with no names? Check. Creepy elves? Extra check. This one has it all, including an industrial stylized North Pole. So pour some butterscotch schnapps in your hot cocoa, put on some pajamas with no holes in the pocket, and enjoy this dope episode. A Cozy Christmas Podcast had an episode on June 21st titled A Cozy Christmas Horn of Plenty. There's a little something for everyone in this cozy Christmas cornucopia of Christmas cheer. Art talks a bit about the antique festival in his house, shares some happy news from a listener, talks about Christmas in Iran, and he has a special guest on to read this episode's story. Martin Akitz from the Lit for Christmas podcast stops by to read his essay, Gloop Christmas. Also, Art announces a new Christmas in July contest that begins with this episode. Tis the Podcast had an episode on June 21st titled, In the Spirit of Christmas, I Think We Should Give Them a Nice Wrapped Box of Payback, Christmas in Wonderland. Todd Killian of Christmas Clatter Podcast stops by to join the elves in a lively discussion of the 2007 Patrick Swayze film, Christmas in Wonderland. Quite possibly one of their most contentious episodes with a guest to date. Poor Todd sustains a barrage of attacks from Anthony for his love of this movie, but will Todd's love survive this episode? Where do you land, Team Anthony or Team Todd? The Sleigh Bells and Mistletoe Christmas Podcast, an episode on June 23rd titled Season's Eatings. It's a special bonus episode where Ricky and Mary introduce you to some of their friends in the Christmas podcast community. In the show, Ricky chats with Glenn Warren, a certified baker with the Seasons Eatings podcast. Santa by the Minute podcast, an episode on the 23rd titled Minute 63, Cancel My Subscription. After a disastrous Senate hearing, BZ's associate, Towser, bombards him with even more bad news. Then Santa is informed that Patch has left the North Pole. Plus, John and Ben talk about John Lithgow's teeth, some career highlights of actor Jeffrey Kramer, who plays Towser, some other actors who were considered for the role of BZ, and how much time has passed between Patch leaving the North Pole and Santa finding out. Join them as they discuss Minute 63 of Santa Claus, a movie from 1985. Snow in Southtown podcast, an episode on the 23rd titled Leon Day 2021. Mike and Rusty watched My Summer Story, the original sequel to A Christmas Story, to celebrate Leon Day. They also talk about their upcoming Zine, some new art stickers, a podcast format change, and some projects they've been working on. Rusty and Mike will also be posting some fun stuff on the blog to celebrate Leon Day. Netflixmas podcast had an episode on June 23rd titled Always Be My Maybe, Catching Up. Lanny, formerly known as Holly, and Scarlett are back to cover this movie and catch up with each other. Disclaimer, this podcast contains spoilers and swears. Jingle Jank podcast, an episode on June 24th titled Who Sang It Better, Round 2 with Jack Ford. Jay and Scott do another Who Sang It Better contest with special guest judge Jack from the Total Christmas podcast. This round's songs are O Holy Night by Andy Williams, Sleigh Ride by the Ronettes, and Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas by Frank Sinatra. Tis the podcast, an episode on June 24th titled Another Christmas Story, Chapter 21, Sleigh Ride, as read by Anthony Caruso. The author of the book himself, Tis the Pod's very own Anthony, will read to all of you Chapter 21 of his tale, entitled Sleigh Ride. Within this chapter, Joey and Mary grow close as they take a ride in a horse-drawn carriage throughout a wintry Central Park. Anthony apologizes in advance for the awful British accent that he uses when reading the part of Mary. Seasons Eatings podcast had an episode on June 25th titled Hayakas. Venezuelan Christmas doesn't smell like cinnamon, nor does it smell like spruce, peppermint, or firewood. It smells predominantly like plantain leaves. It's a dish that combines three different cultures, a Catholic bishop, and political unrest. So join Glenn as he explores the exciting and interesting story and origins of this beautifully wrapped Venezuelan Christmas gift, Hayakas. TGI podcast, an episode on June 25th, titled Home Improvement, Twas the Blight Before Christmas. As a special treat for making it halfway to Christmas, Matt is covering Twas the Blight Before Christmas from the third season of Home Improvement. He discusses what Leon Day actually is, why Tim believing Wilson said ESPN is hilarious, how long Tim has been battling Doc Johnson, and Matt reveals what very well may be his favorite quote from a Christmas television episode ever. Merry Britsmas podcast, an episode on June 25th titled In Between, A Wombling Merry Christmas. Adam explores an in-betweener's Christmas party, A Wombling Merry Christmas, and reads a festive poem about a naughty king. Tis the podcast had an episode on June 25th titled Just Sing a Christmas Song and Keep on Singing All Season Long, Elf, Buddy's Musical Christmas. As a special treat to celebrate Leon Day, Julia, Tom, and Anthony gather around their mics to discuss the 2014 American stop-motion animated Christmas musical television special, Elf, Buddy's Magical Christmas. How does this adaptation of the Broadway musical that adapted the beloved movie that remains number one on Tis the Podcast Christmas canon list 4 years in hold up to the original story? Is this filled with holiday cheer, or does this sap all joy from the proceedings? Are Jim Parsons and Mark Hamill able to hold a candle to the performances of Will Ferrell and James Caan? The answers to these questions and much more can be found in this extraordinarily fun episode. So blast that air conditioning to simulate the Burrs Month weather, sit back and enjoy this festive treat. Can't Wait for Christmas podcast, an episode on June 25th titled The Cards That Saved Christmas. Tim's doing something a little different and telling you the true story of the playing cards that saved Christmas. He also learns how to make marshmallow popcorn balls, counts down the top five Christmas-related things to look for when buying a house, and has lots of your interesting Christmas trivia in another round of Season's Musings. Yuletide TV podcast had an episode on June 25th titled Dash and Lily, Christmas in July Special Part 1. The boys are back to tackle their first assignment that's too big to be contained within one episode. to celebrate Christmas in July. They're watching all of Dash and Lily, covering episode 1 through 4 in June, and then the second half of the series in July. This 2020 Netflix streamer catches them by surprise, but does this first half of the series have enough holiday spirit to carry them through until July? The only way to find out is to listen in. Non-Christmas topics discussed in this episode include Mayor of Easttown, Jupiter's Legacy's budget, The Heat, New York City being a character again, Joni Mitchell, great side characters, YA stuff, backtracking, Law & Order SVU, and web privacy. Christmas Time in the City podcast had an episode on June 26th titled How You Doin' with Sean from the Christmas Podcast podcast. Join Chris and Chris as they chat and play some games with me all about Christmas and New York City. Stay safe, everyone, and have a happy holidays from Chris and Chris. And join in. We had a great time. Sounds of Christmas podcast, an episode on June 27th titled Jeff from My Merry Christmas on Christmas in July events. Ken talks to Jeff from MyMerryChristmas.com about upcoming Christmas in July events and the easy way you can become part of it. Behind the Bells podcast, an episode on June 28th titled Mickey's Christmas Carol Part 2, Team of Animators Getting Donald Back, Beating the Smurfs, and TV Airings. 100 gold pieces and not a penny more. Bernie not only gathered his best crew, but he also assigned people to whichever character they wanted. So why did Disney not want them to hire back the original voice of Donald Duck? Robert talks about how characters from Pinocchio and Sword in the Stone were replaced, how they almost made the short into a feature length, and its movie it's related with got competition from the Smurfs. The Sleigh Bell Mistletoe Christmas podcast, an episode on June 28th titled Extreme Sequences. You don't know outdoor Christmas lights until you see animated lighting. In this episode, Ricky chats with Ron Howard from Extreme Sequences. He provides a holiday lighting experience and does a holiday light show on his own home where you sync up with holiday tunes as you drive by. Christmas Clatter podcast, an episode on June 29th titled You Would Have Been the Santa Dad podcast. Randy, the Santa Dad Powers, joins Todd to talk about his Christmas blog, The Santa Dad. As always, they take a deep dive into the origins of Santa Dad and Randy's Christmases growing up. Be sure to follow Santa Dad on all his socials and check his website, santadad.com and randallspowers.com. A Cozy Christmas podcast, an episode on the 30th titled The Hallmark Movie Channel, or How I Fell in Love with Lacey Chabert, with special guest Rachel McMillan. If you love Christmas movies, especially Hallmark, then this is the episode you must listen to. Art talks with author Rachel McMillan, author of the book A Very Merry Holiday Movie Guide. She's back to talk about Hallmark Christmas movies with him and has some ideas on how and where to watch the coziest Christmas movies ever made. Then Art reads a poem called December by John Clare. Santa by the Minute podcast had an episode on June 30th titled Minute 64, Santa 64. Santa finishes learning about Patch's departure. Then back in New York, Patch reappears to see store employees removing all BZ toys from their window display. Patch misinterprets this as a sign of the popularity of BZ's toys. The elf then magically disappears, much to the confusion of a nearby wino. BZ returns to his office to be greeted by Patch. This is a jam-packed minute. John and Ben introduce new characters, prove the A-Team takes place in the same universe as this movie, discover another lost elf pun, and much, much more. Join them as they discuss Minute 64 of Santa Claus the Movie from 1985. Holly Jolly Xmasu podcast had an episode on June 30th titled Ryoko's Christmas. In this episode, Scott covers Ryoko Moriyama's 1969 album Ryoko's Christmas. Ryoko Moriyama is one of the most beloved and influential singers in Japan. Known as the Joan Baez of Japan and the queen of college folk, she has a career that has spanned 6 decades. She is still active today and will soon be re-embarking on retrospective concert tour that was delayed due to COVID. Advent Calendar House had a podcast episode on June 30th titled A Christmas Chipmunk. It's time for toys and time for cheer as the Advent Calendar House begins another 12-episode countdown to Christmas in July, starting by rewinding at twice the normal speed back to 1981 to revisit the Christmas special that helped kick off the revival of Alvin and the Chipmunks. Mike is joined by Stephen Staples from Wizards the Podcast Guide to Comics and myself. Tis the podcast, an episode on July 1st titled Another Christmas Story, Chapter 22, Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, as read by Jay Skipworth of Film Strip Podcast. Jay Skipworth, the man who is as iconic as the podcast he hosted for over a decade, Film Strip Podcast, will read to all of you Chapter 22 of Anthony's tale entitled Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. Within this chapter, we catch up with the officers Seamus Dwyer and Andrew Lee, in addition to the beleaguered animal control employee Hudson Jackson. Snow in Southtown Podcast, an episode on July 2nd titled Something Weird, Season 2 Compilation. Once again, Mike and Rusty have compiled all of their Something Weird segments from last year. In these clips, they discuss saying Christmas gift, Kmart's Christmas programming, the science behind Rudolph's red nose, Vic Berger's Paula Deen Christmas edits, Christmas movie bot on Twitter, the Christmas sandwich, Kirk Cameron saving Christmas, and Frosty the Slaw Man. The segments here are not complete, so be sure to check out the episodes in Season 2 to hear Something Weird in its entirety. Advent Calendar House Podcast, an episode on July 2nd titled A Cosmic Christmas. By special request, this episode of the official podcast of Teaching Aliens About Christmas takes you on a domesticated goose chase back to 1977 through the first fully animated feature by Canadian studio Nelvana. Mike is joined by Jeff Fox from the Name That Christmas Special website.
You guys give up or you're thirsty for more?
That's going to wrap it up for this three-week podcast roundup of the Christmas Podcast podcast. I would like to thank all of the podcasters that are on our website for sharing their love of Christmas with us and all the listeners out there. I would also like to thank Jeff Westover of My Merry Christmas for everything he does as well. I'd also like to especially thank you for listening to this podcast. I'm always looking for new and interesting Christmas podcasts, so if you have a Christmas podcast you'd like me to listen to, or if you have a Christmas podcast you'd like to have us feature, just email me at sean@christmaspodcast.com, that's Sean, S-E-A-N, as in Sean Connery, and let me know. I love hearing from you, so you can also let me know what you think of this podcast and or let me know if there's anything else you'd like to hear in my podcasts. Also, I encourage you to visit christmaspodcast.com and review any or all the podcasts that we have there. We also have the links to these podcasts so you can download all the episodes you like for your listening pleasure. You can find Christmas Podcast Podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, iHeartRadio, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. We're also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at ChristmasPods, all one word. Once again, I'd like to thank you for listening to the Christmas Podcast Podcast. And remember, stay safe, keep the spirit of Christmas in your heart, and remember, if you need me, I'll be in the corner of the Shispering Pines sipping on some eggnog listening to Christmas Podcasts. ChristmasPodcast.com is a proud member of the My Merry Christmas family of websites.
A true selfless act always sparks another.
Shake it off, Rudolph!
Are you sure you've never done this before? Because you're driving like an absolute pro who makes a lot of mistakes.